Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. This is your host, Adam Paulus. It is May 1st, 2015, and this is the big day for Avengers, if you're a Marvel fan. And even if you're not, apparently, you're probably not listening to this podcast because you're in a movie right now. Last week at the box office, number one was Furious 7 with $17.8 million. Number two was Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 with $14.7 million. The Age of Adeline was number three with $13.2 million. Home, number four, $8 million. And Unfriended rounded out the top five with $6.1 million. New this week, Avengers Age of Ultron, which is already breaking midnight records, because of course it is. Far From the Madding Crowd, Welcome to Me, and other movies in limited release that are not going to make $1 billion in 7 days. In the news, Avengers Age of Ultron opened last weekend internationally with about $200 million, complete with a reported boycott of the film in Germany over distribution financial issues from 700 of Germany's screens. This means that any other nearby screen that does have the movie or in a bigger town will get more business. The report was that Disney wants 53% of every ticket sold, as opposed to the current 47.7%, so smaller German theaters are feeling the squeeze, and are telling it no, and are apparently considering doing the same with Star Wars. Jack Eli of the rock group The Kingsmen, known for Louie Louie, died this week. He was 71. As you know, Microsoft is sort of killing Internet Explorer, and by that I mean rebranding. The replacement's code name was Project Spartan after Halo, and now they're going to call it Microsoft Edge, so it still has a giant blue E in case that's how you know the internet. Easy enough. A&E's H2 channel is going to change to the Vice channel. New programming slate. I'm guessing a lot of shows aren't going to be on. A joke going around is that Henry Rollins may be out of work for one of his 32 jobs. We shall see. Director and producer Chris Columbus is working on reboots for both Goonies and Gremlins. And apparently nobody is asking Joe Dante, which is depressing. I love me some Gremlins. I actually just watched the movie Munchies over the weekend because it was on YouTube. And as a Corman Gremlins homage, it was certainly a way to spend 83 minutes. On sale, Entertainment Earth. We have two sales for you. You can buy one, get one 40% off. From Comic Images and Body Vibe, these companies make some pretty swell stuff. Comic Images has plush from Star Wars, Marvel, Batman, He-Man, and beyond, while Body Vibe brings you jewelry from Sons of Anarchy, Star Wars, Doctor Who, and a bunch of other stuff. Hurry, because this sale ends Tuesday. In toy news, we got some new toys to talk about. Transformers, Quickslinger, and Breakneck are coming. I read it online, so it must be true. These online exclusives are going to be basically new versions of Slingshot and... why am I forgetting his name? Wildride. Sorry, I should know that. But anyway, I have samples. They're very, very nice. Slingshot is basically Firefly or Fireflight, depending on who you want to say, repainted to look like Slingshot. And our buddy... here, the Decepticon is basically Dead End with a new head. They both have new heads, same accessories, new paint jobs, and they fit in with your combiners just fine. And if you... I can't remember. Did I do Toy of the Week on the combiners yet? If I haven't, the Combiner Wars, Deluxes, and Voyagers are some of my absolute favorite Transformers ever. Not just, oh, these are nice, or, hey, we finally got an RC, but this is like, oh, these are really engineered well. They don't fall apart. Everything fits together nicely. The connecting mechanisms are dang near perfect, and they should go on sale on entertainmentearth.com at the end of the month. So I believe May 22nd is the date. Stay tuned next week, True Believers. We'll have more then. But I like these figures a lot. We are going to sell them. It said so in the press release, so it must be true. And more on that later. We also received LEGO Jurassic World. We have some in stock now, as well as LEGO Simpsons Series 2 blind bag minifigures. New items added this week include the Deadpool X-Force Premium Hikari Sofubi vinyl figure. We put that up live this morning. We also added new exclusives, including the Godzilla Vinyl Wars Shi Godzilla Sofubi vinyl figure, and the Dukes of Hazzard 8-inch action figures. It's a whole wave of 6 new figures. 2 Daisy Dukes, Luke Bo, Abraham Hogg, and more await you. So check those out. If you're a Mego fan or a Dukes of Hazzard fan, TV show, not the movie, this is worth checking out. The edition size is low. It has not been disclosed yet, but let me assure you, it is low. It's low. We also have a new, we talked about this last week, Guardians of the Galaxy Marvel Legends exclusive. We have that up now. It has the 5 team members in the comic book forms, and if you use the code MARVEL20 during checkout, you get $20 off. That is not a typo, $20 off. You also get free shipping in the U.S. on this fine item, so you really should pre-order it because you're not going to get the $20 off if you wait. Again, that code is MARVEL20. We also received in stock new Entertainment Earth exclusives, the DC Comics Justice League Wonder Woman, She Can Do It Bombshells Morphing Mug, as well as the Iceberg Lounge Harley Quinn Bombshells Morphing Mug. You can get those right now. The Astro Boy Distressed Premium Hikari Sofubi vinyl figure is in stock now. I think we have literally one left. So if you want it, now's the time. And we also restocked the very popular Lil Bub Cat Plush. I love Lil Bub, and I hope you do too. That's all for this week. Entertainment Earth as a company is going to go see Avengers this afternoon. And by that, I mean the people in Los Angeles. I work out of a basement in Arizona. So I'll be here with the Scorpions. Hi, Scorpions. How are you? Anyway, see you guys next week on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Hope you guys have an excellent week. I'm going to be on assignment for part of next week, so it's going to be very interesting. For me, I can't tell you what I'm doing, but it's going to be really interesting. So check us out at news.entertainmentearth.com for the news we can share, as well as Twitter and Earth and Facebook, Google+. Someone invent a new social media platform. We'll be there too. See you next time.